Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is today's Bible class. Today's Bible class is designed especially for our podcast listeners, and it is focused on helping us get into God's Word each day for about 12 minutes or so, help us to get a better perspective on life, but also focus on how we're going to take on the day, to help us to think about our relationship with our Heavenly Father, God Himself, and to, again, have that spiritual focus on life and on the day instead of just whatever the day might throw at us, and let it toss us around however it might. Now, we encourage you to share these short studies with everybody you can. You may help them have a better day. You may help them start to think in a more spiritual manner. You may help them focus more on their relationship with God, and you may even help them start that walk toward heaven. So think what a great impact you could have on their lives just by sharing these short studies with them each day. You can do that on Facebook friends, you can do that through text messages, maybe some other technological means that you have access to. So we encourage you, take advantage and share these with everybody you can. Friends, family, neighbors, work associates, anybody and everybody. We're talking about something that is so relevant to our lives on a daily basis, and that's money. Now, money is something that is on the mind of just about everybody who is old enough to know about money, and that would be anybody just about from the age of maybe 4 or 5 on up. Now, again, the perspective will be different. The depth of understanding will be different, but from a very young age, even little children start to think about money. Buys candy, buys ice cream, buys them a toy. I knew of a family that they'd go to the grocery store or go to a Walmart or someplace like that, and they would make sure they'd buy one little toy for about $1 for their little son, because that would really satisfy him, keep him okay during that trip and thereafter. Well, I understand. Now, they didn't put out a whole lot, but they understood that that would really have a positive effect on him. Now, money is neither good nor bad in and of itself. We're going to talk about that a little bit coming up, but what we really want to focus on is the second of these 6 points about money. First we looked at was money can't buy your love. Now, you may flash a wad of cash, and you'll have people flock around you, and even people claim to be your friends and tell you how much they like you and how they've got your back and everything. Some people actually will marry you for your money, but that's not true love. And those friends, so-called, who flock around you because they see you've got a lot of money, they're not really your friends, not in a deep-down sense. So when the money is gone, they're gone too. When the money is gone, that person who married you for your money may end up being gone too. Money can't buy your love. The Beatles told us that back in the 60s in one of their hit songs. Well, it was a hit song, but what they said in there was true. And it's true today as well as it was then. Money does not grow on trees. That's the second point that we're going to emphasize. It doesn't grow on trees. How many times did our parents tell us that when we wanted something we could not afford? Well, they'd tell us, wouldn't they? Hey, money doesn't grow on trees. The young child might say, write a check. Well, but again, they don't understand that you've got to have money in the bank to back up the check that you write. Money doesn't grow on trees. Because it is true that we cannot get money by snapping our fingers, then we need to be good stewards with the funds that God has placed within our hands. Now, make no mistake, if you count money to be a good thing, it's a blessing from God then. Because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. James chapter 1 and verse 17. If you have anything in your life that is truly good, it's a blessing from God. You need to recognize that. You need to realize it. You need to embrace it. You need to be thankful for it. And not just verbally, but in the way that you use that blessing, in the way you live your life before God. So money does not grow on trees. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 2, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." Now, what he means there by a steward is one who has been put in charge or put in a position of responsibility over something that has been entrusted into his care. Maybe he's a manager of a company, or maybe he's an overseer in a household. We could go on and on. But to be the good steward, then, to be responsible and up to the responsibility that has been bestowed upon him and that he has accepted, he needs to be a good steward. He needs to be wise. He needs to pursue his responsibility with integrity. Now, stewardship is something that applies to how we handle our money with which God has blessed us. We need to handle it as good stewards. We need to be responsible in how we deal with what God has blessed us with. In Romans chapter 13, in verse 8, the Apostle Paul said, "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who gives, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law." You know, there are people who live their entire lives virtually head over heels in debt. They never can see up because up is pressing down on them so hard, so continually. And you know, when they seem to just about dig out of their debt, then they kind of let their senses, their good senses, go by the wayside, and they buy something else, and they make another bill. And a lot of times, they die owing tremendous amounts of money, and maybe leaving their spouse in even a more unbearable situation, or they just leave all the bills behind, and they either leave them to family members, or they simply leave them to the creditors who lost their money because they extended the credit to them. We need to be careful. Sometimes we have to buy things on time, but we should never put ourselves in a position where we have overextended ourselves in an irresponsible way, which could be interpreted as an ungodly way. Money doesn't grow on trees. We need to understand that. I want to read something to you from 2 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. And this is something that really ought to apply to our culture today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. "For even when we were with you," Paul wrote, "we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither should he eat." Did you get that? If anyone will not work, neither should he eat. "For we hear there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such, we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread." There are a whole lot of people in the world. There are a whole lot of people in our country, in our culture, who are used to living off of other people. And it's not through any disability on their part or inability to work, to get a job. They simply have learned how to live off of others. Unfortunately, I believe our government, in laudable way, wanting to help people who are down and out, have extended that to the point that they've made it possible for people to simply live off of the taxpayers who are out there working every day. Now again, everybody, maybe not literally everybody, but basically everybody has a point in their life when they're down and out in some way and they need help. And so we need to be there for those however we can be and when it is appropriate. But Paul is saying a basic underlying principle of integrity and certainly of godliness and Christianity is you work for a living. You work for a living. You don't expect other people to take care of you when you're able to take care of yourself. And so Paul lays it out in a very succinct way when he says, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. That's not saying when somebody is not able to take care of themselves that we should not step in and help until they are able. But when they're able, they need to work for a living. We need to think about that. Money does not grow on trees. God pronounced in Genesis chapter 3 that mankind would work by the sweat of his brow. And that's a principle that we live by to this day. Let's stop and pray. Father, help us to learn the responsibility of working for a living. And help us to always understand and to never take advantage of other people by simply living off of them when we can work for our own living. Give us your wisdom and guidance along these lines, Father, and help us to be examples to others in these ways all around us to help them see what your way is for mankind. Please guide us, and again, give us your wisdom. Please forgive us, gracious Father, and hear our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.